Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Dollars. This is Sister Debbie, y'all. I'm on fire today. I am on fire today, my God, because when the Lord touches you, you're never the same. Come on, y'all. Let God deliver you. Let God do that touch. Let God awaken you. Ah, my God. Oh, Lord, how I want to talk about Sleeping Beauty and how the prince kissed her and he woke up. She woke up. Come on, y'all. God will do it. Let God do it. Let God revolutionize your life by one kiss. Ashakaroko Saya. With the revelation of his love and the revelation of his word and the revelation of his touch. And so now we're going to go on over. Kora Mashanda. As I'm now seeing the woman, Kora, with the issue of blood. Let's go on over to that text. And so even now I'm going to pull myself on over there. And so you all bear with me now. The title is You Did It. You did. But I say you did it. Come on, as I go over there. Come on. You did it. You did it. Who are we talking about? Oh, my God. I'm pulling it up. Let me give you the text for this particular, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for this particular Korabashandaramahaya. It's 11:7:46. We're going to go to Luke 7:46. You guys, hold on to Luke 7:46. Amen. And we're going to find out. We're going to talk about the woman with the issue of blood. But we're also going to be talking about people that Jesus touched and they couldn't shut up. They couldn't keep quiet, y'all. Jesus told them not to tell, but they couldn't. Come on, y'all. They couldn't help it. Woo! Woo, my God, my God. Woman with the issue, my God, of blood. God, he's going to just take this. I can't hardly write, y'all. I'm telling you, I feel God. I feel God's on me, so it's hard to even write about it. Okay, so it looks like I'm going to Luke 8:43-48. Amen. And so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every person. Let them not give up, God, doing hard trials. Let them not give up doing trials because you are the deliverer, God. You're the great deliverer. Father, nothing's impossible with you, God. The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus, you have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. So I speak blessings over each and every person. Holy Ghost, hide me all the way behind the cross and say exactly what you want to say. And so, as we go now to our text scripture, it's Jeremiah, y'all. I'm going to lay it out with Jeremiah. So let's go ahead. My God, let's pull Jeremiah up really quickly. Thank you. Jeremiah 20:9 says, but if I say I will not mention his word or speak anymore in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. And so Jeremiah the prophet, amen, called of God in John 1:5, when God told him, I called you out of the womb. He said, I knew you before you was born. And so come on, y'all, is God speaking to you? I know, come on, God pulled me up out of the womb. I called. When the devil tried to take me out, but God had work for me to do. God had something for me to do. He's always in me, always got stop signs, trying to stop you at birth, and trying to stop you as a child, and trying to stop you through rape, and trying to stop you through molestation, and trying to stop you through verbal abuse. And the devil is always trying to stop you, but God is always pulling on you. Come on, a greater, come on. He who has begun a work, and you shall complete it to the day of Christ. And so let God touch you. Let God touch you and so down. God, God, as I'm thinking about these women in the Bible that you touched, you know we got to visit the woman at the well. Let's start with now the woman at the well, and I hope that I'll end up somewhere with the woman with the issue of blood. But let's go ahead and follow the Lord. Everybody in John 4, I know I got your hands in a couple of places, but you know what, as far as the word of God, amen. We're talking about the word. We're going to go ahead and go now to John 4, everybody, John 4. We're going over to that particular chapter. We're going to read about this woman, God, who was thirsty, y'all. She was thirsty. She was longing for something that she didn't have, something she thought nobody could give her. Well, actually, she did think people could give it to her because she had 5 husbands. And Jesus said, the one you have now here, that's not your husband, because she was searching for something. She couldn't satisfy herself. She couldn't fulfill herself. She couldn't find the answers. The answers are all in Jesus. The answers are all in Christ. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so now, I'm going over here to this here text, y'all. I'm excited, Lord. I'm trying to pull up the text and preach at the same time. Y'all, bear with me. And so talks. Jesus talks with the Samaritan woman. Now, I want to lay it out. I want the Holy Spirit have your way now. My God. My Lord. Verse 2, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. And I want everybody to catch this because I want you to understand that Jesus will walk into your story now. He had to go through Samaria. Oh, God's got to come exactly where you are to reach you. You think that God can't reach you because you've been raped. You think God can't reach you because you've been molested. You think God can't reach you because you hide in a place you can't talk. And you think you're mute. Don't you know that God can open up ears? God can open up a mouth. Oh, my God. And when God touches your life, I don't want to jump ahead. I don't want to go too far ahead of myself, but I want to take you to this story. I want to paint a picture a little bit here now. What's going on in John 4. Everybody, let's go. Let's look at the text together. Let's look at the text together. Verse 3. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And so God had, he wanted to move really slow through this story so you guys could understand that, hey, God is coming for you. Oh, my God. I said, God is coming for you. He got your number. You didn't know it was going to come out. You didn't know it was going to show up. Now, listen. You was calling on him. You didn't know it was him that you were calling on. Oh, Lord, I hope I get to give my club story. But right now, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and stay. Go shy. Let me stay focused on your text, on what you want to say. Oh, Holy Ghost, just have your way. Have your way, God. And so, okay, we can do the club story. The club story. All right, Lord, have your way. And so the club story is just simply when I was in a club and I wasn't happy. And so I said, out of the blue, I don't know, in my mind, I said, I remember standing out loud in my mind. I said, I wish I had a father to come get me out the club. I didn't know that he heard me. Ah, y'all, come on. Y'all didn't know, God, come on. You said, now he had to go through Samaria. Come on, God had to go to where you were. You didn't know God heard you when you was drinking and you got tired. You didn't know God heard you when you was all sexed up. You said, I'm tired of this. This is only going so far. Oh, I can only get so many. Come on, y'all. It ain't satisfying me completely. It ain't doing the job I really need done. Come on, y'all. Let's be real about it. And it's been in this bottle of wine. And I can only go so far. Then come on, then I wake up and I've had my problems. I got the same situations. And so now, here was this woman at the well. Let's go ahead and now pick up the story. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Verse 7, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? Now, Jesus is asking, it's interesting that Jesus would ask, let's move flow through the text. Isn't it interesting that Jesus would ask the woman who's thirsty for a drink? Oh, and what does she say in response? What does she say in response? My God, how can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. And so, Lord, as I'm waiting on you for an answer, because, Lord, it's interesting. Maybe. We can all speculate as to why Jesus asked her for a drink, and she was the one that was thirsty, and God really has no need of anything. Maybe God wants to inquire. Inquiring minds want to know. But that means that God, okay, I'm inquiring now. I'm realizing that you have all the answers. Now I'm realizing that I need to really look to you. Maybe I'm realizing that the answer is right in front of me. Oh, God, what are you saying? And so now we have this next verse here. Let's go ahead, everybody, together. It says, oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. My God. I want to revisit that. We're going to do it later. I love to go like the Lord is moving me on. He's moving me on. He's probably going to answer it here now in the text, you all, because you know God is so miraculous. He already gives us the answer before we can ask. And so now, and as we begin to focus on this text, it says, sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? And so we have to understand that Jesus goes deeper than the eye can see. see. And when we look at human beings, they only go so far. But there's one thing about the Holy Spirit, and that he goes. He works from the inside out. And so God knows how to go on the inside of us and go where we're really hurt and where the ache really is. And he can go deep into the well, and God knows how to draw out the pain. And God knows how to come on, y'all. He knows how to touch that which you thought was untouchable. He knows how to heal every ailment. God knows how to soothe every ache. God has the answers that you need. God goes deeper than the human eye can see. You got to understand, we go to people, honey, they only touch the surface. You go to a psychologist, he may only have you talk. But Jesus Christ says, but if you would have asked me, God. And so we ask you, God, to give us a drink of water. God, I'm asking you to draw deep in my well, because you're the living water and you're the water that I need. Come on, y'all. We're going to stick to the text. We're going to stick to the text. God, help us. Oh, my God. And so now, verse 13, and God wants me to move slow through this text, y'all, because God is coming for you. You didn't think it was going to come through your psycho. Yeah, you didn't think it was going to come, your Samaria, honey. God's going to show up, y'all. I got to move slow through this text because he's coming for you. See, look at him. He's coming for you. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Oh, that means he's going to give you an eternal spring. You're not going to just come from a little dupe and dabble. You don't got to do it the devil's way. You don't got to. No. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. You're looking to Elohim. You're looking to Yahweh Elohim. You're looking to the Creator. You're looking to the source of life. Come on, God. He's God. He's everybody. He's everything. He's everything that we will ever need. What am I talking about? He's everything. Everybody, just hold your finger there. We're going to mosey on over now. Keep your finger in John 4. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians. That's it. Colossians. My God, Colossians 1. I want everybody to listen to me. Listen up. Can't get to Colossians 1. Let's go ahead and move it on now, because I want to tell you who Jesus is and who is living water, who is everything. Well, Colossians 1, and I hear verse 15, Son of the image. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth. Y'all, let's move slow through the text. Let's move slow through the text. The Son, this is, come on, y'all, this is the living water. This is the one who's moving through your Samaria. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. It's like I can see him, his feet. I see Jesus like his feet walking. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority. All things have been created through him and for him. And so he said he created you, and he said he came for you. Oh, God came for you. Come on. He came to give you living water, because you was thirsty, honey. You was thirsty that day when that man left. You was thirsty when them children, you was left raising them three babies up. You was thirsty after you done had the last abortion, and you was thirsty. And you said, God, I need you. And you were calling out to him, and he came. He showed up. And so, God, just take the story, Jesus. Just take the story. I want to stick to the text. But I'm walking around, and I'm almost drunk, caught up in the spirit, y'all. Come on, I don't drink. Oh, maybe it's a living water. And so God wants to give you a taste. God wants to give you a touch. Because when you get a touch from Christ, you won't want anything else. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life, and there is no other way to the Father but by him. And so this God wants to give you a taste, so taste and see him, that the Lord is good. I'm going back to the text. I'm going to sit myself down. And I'm going to now go back to the text, Lord Jesus. Everybody, we're going back. We're going to go back. We're going to find our text. Everybody, back to John 4. And so we're going back to the text. Amen. Oh, Lord God, if I'm trying to keep myself, I'm not trying to keep myself calm. I'm enjoying this. I was walking by y'all. I'm sitting down now. Woo! Because it says I can't but help speak of your goodness and of your worth. I can't help but tell of the good news of Christ. And like Jeremiah was shut up in my bones, I can't help but tell your good news. And so that's what happens when you taste of his goodness. You can't help but share the good news of Christ. And all of a sudden, when you were kind of, you know, I'm reserved, I'm quiet, I don't do much of him, you get touched by the Holy Ghost. You can't touch, help but just touch. You can't help but be drunk in the spirit. You can't help but tell your sister, your brother the good news. It's going to be a natural response. It's going to be a natural response, honey. Oh, they're going to be like, what you been drinking? Where you been, honey? Has Jesus touched me? I've been with Jesus. Oh, he showed up and he touched me. He touched me. He touched me. He touched me. Oh, God, let me get back to my text. Oh, God. Oh, God. And so, she was telling Jesus how deep this well was, and Jesus was telling her, my God, I give, you say, everyone who drinks this water will, Jesus said, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. And God was saying, indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to her, here it is, y'all. She said, what come everybody say this? You need to say this when you come to your Samaria, when you sees your brokenness. And you think you can't make it, you think you can't get up, you need to say to sir, give this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Come on, everybody needs to say this verse. Everybody needs to come to the well. Everybody needs to drink, and everybody needs to drink up. And he told her, go call your husband and come back. It sounded like to me like he's digging, he's searching like a strobe light. He's searching into those deep, dank places. He's going into those deep places because he's trying to get down to the bottom of the well where your ache hurt, where you were willy, where you was wounded, when you was messed up as a child. Something God is going in there. Come on, you can trust me, the Son of God. And so now he needs to go through Samaria. So God is now going to your ache and to your pain and to your hurt. Come on, God, I got a story to tell. And he's going to do work. And so now he's having her examine her life because it's important for us to be honest with God and tell God where we hurt and where we ache and where, tell him where the injury is. Come on, when you go to the doctor, you can't say, well, no, it's my toe when it's really your belly, baby. You got to tell the truth and say, Jesus, it hurt right here. It hurt right here in the center of my belly. Oh, God, every time I think about it, everything, time I talk about it, God, it's a wound there. It's an ache there. Every time I talk about it, I got to lay down. I can't even utter my words. I can't even open my mouth to say what's really going on with me. But Jesus Christ says, I can't tell you about it, but Jesus already knows. You need to tell him. And so he said, go call your husband and come back. Oh, Lord. And she said, I have no husband. She replied, and everybody, I want you to think about your story. I want Jesus to visit you. I want God to visit. We want God. Come on, we want God to show up. Now he's already here, precious, because he heard you before you cry. Ooh, Jesus, so come and visit. Lord, God, show up in every person's life. God, oh, God. Oh, matter of fact, I just sense that you're crafting this. God, have your way. I just need to move out the way, really, because you do this, Holy Ghost. Jesus said to her, come on, I got to move slow, y'all. Okay, let's go back to 17. I have no husband. Oh, my God. What do you have no more of? Boy, what do you have no more of? What do you have that just couldn't satisfy? I have no sex. It couldn't satisfy me. I consistently, not continually. I have no drugs. I just couldn't get enough. I just couldn't meet. It couldn't scratch the itch. I have no man. Come on. Everybody go deep. Come on, let's go deep. And she said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you're right when you say you have no husband. Come on. The fact is you have had five husbands. Come on. So God is going deeper. Honey, he's peering into that place of darkness. He's now beginning to look at her soul. And he's saying, that's right. You have no husband. Honey, you ain't got nobody to meet your need. Don't you understand the need meter standing right in front of you? And I want to meet it. If you only believe, everybody stand. If you only believe. And so he shows up. The need meter is here. Oh, God, let Jesus speak. Speak, Lord. Oh, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Oh, God, and oh, God, I thank you for my day of deliverance. I give God praise, amen. He's speaking to me, amen, about me going forth. And what is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? And so, oh, my Lord, it says that Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have had five husbands. The man you now have and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. So Jesus is prophetic. Oh God, yeah, God, the Lord's prophetic. God knows all things, sees, hears, and knows all things. He knows all about our lives. Listen, even if you won't tell him, he already knows. So we just need to go ahead and tell him what's really going on, so you won't be in hiding forever and end up with your life like I never told, I never spoke, I never said. No, the healer is here. Woman, oh Jesus, show up, Holy Ghost, touch them, God, hallelujah. Like when I called on your name, you showed up for me. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain. Come on, y'all, he's right in front of y'all. Come on, listen to what Jesus said. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. 22, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. So for salvation is from the Jews. 23, let's stick up this verse. Jesus wants this where I'm supposed to be at. 23, yet a time is coming and now has come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is looking for us to worship in him in spirit and in truth. Come on, we got to let the Holy Spirit in. We got to tell God the truth about what's going on with us so he can fill us up with his living water. Huh? The Holy Ghost, hey, Koshaya, God, have your will and your way. Touch your people. Touch each and every person, God. Everybody who has something over their spirit, because a wound, maybe it's a wound, you know, but God, that you would go in and heal, that you would remove the scab, shata, and that you would bring the healing God, a healing balm. Holy Ghost, you're the balm of Gilead, and I ask you right now, God, let your anointing heal you, break the yoke, heal the bondage. Oh God, Ashoka, go in and break up everything that needs to be broken up and deliver, bring deliverance to them. God wants to deliver you and set you free, but you got to let him do it. When he asks you if you're broken, if he asks you if you need healing, don't lie. Go ahead and tell Jesus that you need it, because he's a doctor. Come on, y'all. He's the one that can fix it. And so in this verse, I'm wrapping it up now, y'all. In this verse, it says, Urama Shandarabokoya. Excuse me, and Jesus said, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Gotta tell God all the truth. The woman said, I know the Messiah. He's standing right in front of her. I know the Messiah, called Christ. He's coming. Ooh, Lord. Hear that. Listen. She said, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. I want y'all to catch this. I want you to catch it. Because he needs to go through Samaria, and he's already here. I need you guys to catch it. I need y'all to realize, come on, let him come to your well. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Come on, let him explain it. Then Jesus declared, and he said he is explaining, he's telling us that he is the living water. He's everything. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. And so God is saying that to you. God is saying to you, I am he. And he stands before you with his hands open, waiting to heal you. Oh, he wants you to come to him that he might heal that wound in your heart, that ache. Now give it to Jesus. Let Jesus have it. I'm done. And I wanted to get to the portion. God knows that God is shushing me. On your own, I want you guys to read. I want you to read John 4, 27. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. What does it stop? Through 42. Because she couldn't hold it, she had to tell it. Listen, when Jesus touches you, and the Holy Ghost got me off this line, y'all, he's going to just do it. Let God, Holy Ghost, have your way. I'm just a beggar. Have your way. Holy Ghost, it's about you. Let him touch you. I'm done. God bless you.
Let him do it. Let him touch you.